So let's get started. When it comes to coding, we have our inpatient coding as well as our outpatient coding, also known as physician coding. Even though they might not seem like they have many differences, they actually do, and it is key to know the difference between the two. Moving to slide 2, the guidelines for inpatient coding is basically reporting the patient's diagnosis and services. An outpatient is a more detailed diagnosis report, where the visit can typically be completed within one visit. Slide 3, on when and how to code. First, you will identify the reason for the code or for the visit. Next, consult the alphabetical index, then turn to the tabular list. You will then turn to the main entry term. You want to make sure that you read and interpret any notes listed with the main term. You'll want to review your entries and modifiers. Be sure to interpret abbreviations, cross-references, symbols, and brackets. You'll choose the tentative code and locate it in the tabular list. Make sure that the code is in the highest level of specificity and assign the code. Slide 4. With inpatient coding, one major change that has occurred was that the addition of two other placeholders used for addition characters, as well as a seventh space being added to help to determine a more definitive code or diagnosis. This is more likely used in the inpatient setting. Slide 5. If a patient is required to stay in the hospital due to complications, that complication should be the principal diagnosis. If there is no specific code for that complication, an additional code may be used or needed. Slide 6. When it comes to signs and symptoms, they should not be used in the inpatient setting, even if they were given as part of the primary diagnosis. However, these signs and symptoms may be used in the outpatient setting for the purpose that most outpatient procedures do not necessarily have a definitive diagnosis. Slide 7. Coding for uncertain diagnosis in the inpatient setting when admitting a patient for short-term acute care or psychiatric hospitals should have uncertain diagnosis coded upon discharge, as if the it never unless the discharge uncertain diagnosis coded upon discharge as if the otherwise existed, but if it is possible to have some facilities and hospitals have policies for uncertain diagnosis. Unlike the inpatient setting, outpatient coding of uncertain diseases and conditions differ. These conditions and diseases do not warrant any code. Slide 8. Some complications from outpatient surgery may require the patient to be admitted into the hospital, and these complications should be listed as the principal diagnosis. However, if the patient is admitted due to no complication, the reason for outpatient surgery should be listed first, and if the patient is admitted to an unrelated issue, that unrelated issue should be the primary diagnosis for the inpatient setting. Slide 9. With the differences listed previously for inpatient and outpatient coding, the main differences remain for the criteria and instructions for coding of uncertain conditions. So the bottom line is, the more you know the differences, the more you will understand how to effectively complete the task. This presentation was completed and created with the information found in the article based on inpatient coding versus outpatient coding, the medical coding explained by M. Scribe, Medical Billing, author Harold Gibson, dated Thursday, October 5th, 2015.